Chapter 7. Ulaz Shiro. Oviposition. Breeding. Flipping through his pad, Shiro glanced over at Ulaz, lips quirked up. The meeting had adjourned already. Now that Ulaz was finished presenting the Blade's latest findings on Lotor's movements, previous to Voltron's entrance. It was good data. Hopefully it would let them predict Lotor better from here on out. But it wasn't exactly the sort of sensitive information that needed to be delivered in person. It absolutely could have been transmitted through their secure channels, or at worst by a hard drive drop-off. Which meant Ulaz had simply taken the first chance he got to visit. "Thank you for bringing this," Shiro finally offered. He smiled at Ulaz, head tilted. They were the only two left in the room, after the flurry to escape the long talk, which was the reason Shiro didn't mind having this conversation now. Ulaz nodded calmly. "Of course, you are the ones who need it most, as you are the ones facing Lotor most regularly." "Hopefully we can put it to good use," Shiro agreed. "But that's not what I meant." At Ulaz's curious look, he smiled. "I mean, thank you for bringing it. It's good to see you." Ulaz's ears twitched, perking up on his head. "I see," he replied, voice thinner, like he was breathless for a moment. "I wish to spend some time with you, when our schedules both allow." Smiling back, Shiro nodded. "I like that too." There was something unique to enjoy about every person in his life, but Ulaz had a quality no one else in the universe did, so far as Shiro knew. He was the only being who both fully understood Shiro's past, who still wanted him, and who was someone Shiro wanted to be with as well. Ears twitching again, Ulaz let out a pleased, rumbling noise. A moment later, he reeled back, his eyes wide. "Oh, I apologize. That was..." He trailed off, the fur on top of his head puffing up slightly. Shiro had never seen it do that. "Was that a negative noise?" Shiro asked carefully, head tilted. He thought Ulaz had made it before during sex. He'd always assumed it was a good thing. Frankly, he'd be upset if he had assumed wrong. Ulaz shook his head. "No, it's a very positive noise. It's simply, well, a bit extreme for the conversation. I'm pleased to hear it, and in the correct mood to find your words stimulating." The fur bristled higher, and his ears nearly flattened against his head. "It is juvenile." It took Shiro a few moments to understand the reaction. Essentially, Ulaz had just moaned from Shiro saying, "I like spending time with you." Even for the context, that was a little overeager. But Shiro could really only find that endearing. Reaching up, he ran his palm over the fur, trying to flatten it back down. It puffed back up immediately. "You don't need to feel that way. I was, well, I didn't want to assume, but I wouldn't mind spending time with you in private, as it were." Ulaz bit his bottom lip. "I had hoped we could help you again, but I'm not sure it is something you are comfortable with right now." Pausing, Shiro pulled his hand back. He stared, head tilted. "We've already had sex," he said bluntly. "What's different about right now?" "I am in my time," Ulaz replied, eyes falling closed. "I don't wish to ask you to go through that if you aren't comfortable with the idea. Please be honest." Shiro just shook his head. "I promise I will be, but first, I need you to explain what that is." That made Ulaz pause and look at him properly. "You did not look up Galra mating cycles after you found the changes to your body?" Bristling, Shiro shrugged jerkily. "I did, but the information was way out of date. 10,000 years of evolution and interbreeding with other species. I looked it up when we found out Keith was part Galra, but there haven't been any signs other than a few instincts. Certainly nothing about eggs or any of that. Same as you." Ulaz sighed and slumped back in his chair. "Your information was not incorrect." "But..." Shiro paused. "You have That's what your time means? Yes. Shiro slumped back as well, thinking about that. Okay, then why... Oh, the little balls from before. Those were eggs, too? Nodding, Ulaz scrubbed over his face. I should have explained this to you, but I assumed you had the resources and didn't need me to. I apologize for that. I admit I resisted looking it up for a long time. I wasn't very comfortable thinking about it. But, oh, jeez. Shiro bit his bottom lip. Okay, so you have eggs. He paused. Are they fertilized? Ulaz picked up his head to give Shiro a wild look, like he was speaking nonsense. Of course not. You fertilize eggs without a third? We don't have... Well, never mind. Yes, we do. Stupid thing to say. One partner has eggs already in their body, and the other fertilizes it. There's no transfer. The person who takes the eggs is supposed to fertilize them? This. Ulaz shook his head. No. One supplies the eggs, one fertilizes them, one incubates them. Galra parents were in threesomes? Did Ulaz want to have a threesome? Shiro was not opposed to that. How does the DNA of the incubator pass on? Shiro finally asked, mostly to stall while his brain caught up. Incubation is unique for each carrier individual. Ulaz replied. His tone got more formal, almost lecturing, probably to distance himself from the conversation. It affects the potential child enormously. The carrier is most responsible for many of the child's features and abilities. Huh. Okay. Shiro nodded slowly. You said before that Hagar didn't make me for breeding, so I can't carry? Shaking his head, Ulaz relaxed slightly. No, you would not be able to. The conditions an egg needs to develop are extremely specific. It is difficult for a pregnancy to take, even among the Galra. You do not have any of them. Carrier individuals can carry an egg, multiple eggs even, with them for long periods, occasionally years. In you, there is no chance, even if they were fertilized. Well, there was that. Shiro tapped his fingers on the table. I guess that's what happened with Keith's mother, he finally allowed. I imagine so, Ulaz said, though I have no particular desire to explain that to him. Very fair point. Shiro had no idea how to bring it up either, or if Keith would even care to know. So, Shiro said, just so I understand, we can still have sex? Ulaz's ears perked again. Yes, if you wish to. And if so, would there need to be a third party? Is there any problem with, depositing eggs and having them not be fertilized? Snorting, Ulaz shook his head. No, certainly not. After my time, they will be lost either way, and they are pleasurable to inject. Most attempts don't take anyway, and there's no shame in that. Good. Okay, there was that, at least. Do we need someone else? If you'd like, Ulaz replied, a touch slowly. But there is no need to fertilize them if they won't take anyway. Shiro smiled. I thought it might be something you'd like. That made Ulaz's gaze soften. If you would like, I have no objections at all, but I have no need for it myself. The part I enjoy, I only need you for. He reached out, almost absently, and rested a huge hand on Shiro's thigh. He let out one of those rumbling noises again, but this time didn't seem to notice it. Ulaz was really eager for this. It was nice for Shiro to be on the other side for once. Though he couldn't lie, the idea was interesting. Fascinating, really. He'd have to mention this to Matt later. He'd get a kick out of it, too. Once he was done making deeply unfortunate asshugger jokes. Leaning forward, Shiro ran his nose along Ulaz's jaw in a Galra-style kiss. How will it feel to be a carrier? I don't know from experience, Ulaz admitted. I have only taken part in fertilizing or injecting, My body cannot carry either, but all my partners have found it extremely enjoyable. Knowing your penchant for size and being filled, I imagine it is something you would find physically pleasurable. I don't know if you find the idea attractive or worrying. Shira laughed. Kind of in the middle. It's very alien. But I'm very interested in experiencing it. If it doesn't work out, can you pull out if you need to? Nodding, Ulaz nuzzled Shiro's temple. Yes, absolutely. Anytime you are less than comfortable and happy. He switched to the other side, rumbling. I can smell you. I know, Shiro replied a little smug. I told you, I'm curious. Can I take you to your room? Please. Ulaz reached down and picked Shiro up, then started for the door without another word. In short order, Shiro was stripped and laid out on his stomach. He stretched comfortably, reaching out and taking hold of a pillow to rest his chin on. You said last time this is standard for breeding, right? Yes, Ulaz replied. His voice had dropped at least an octave, and there was a note of pure satisfaction. Really, Shiro was playing with fire here. He could feel the heat of his want licking its way through his stomach, lighting him from within. But God, did he like it. There was an element of something animal, something bestial. Even if the egg thing wasn't fun, having Ulaz get rough and impatient with him was delicious. What else is standard? Shiro asked, trying for and falling far short of innocent. Ulaz rested the tips of his claws on Shiro's hips and down his thighs, tiny pinpricks of sensation and threat. It is common for a carrier to present themselves to be injected. Grinning, Shiro braced himself on his arm and shoulders, then pushed his hips up until his ass was over his head. Like this? His answer was a wordless groan. Ulaz ran his claws down Shiro's legs, leaving tiny red scrapes in their wake. Shiro gasped at the delicate sensation and clenched his hold tight automatically. He heard Ulaz rumble again, this time unhappily. And then the bed shifted. Before Shiro could figure out what Ulaz was planning, there was a hot, wet breath over his hole. Then Ulaz speared his tongue inside, spreading Shiro open. Ugh! Shiro's fingers dug into the sheets, and he heard one corner pop off the edge of the mattress. Ulaz, fuck! There was a pause, and Ulaz drew himself back. He cupped Shiro's hips again, this time helping to hold him up. Was that not agreeable? Snarling, Shiro bucked his hips back. Don't stop. Keep fucking do that again, now! Ulaz chuckled. I see. And then he ducked his head back down. This time he lapped over the hole, cleaning up all the spilled slick. It was a useless rat race of a task. Each time Ulaz licked, Shiro leaked a little bit more, so Ulaz would have to suck and lap faster. That only made Shiro whine and press back harder, and more slick poured out. On and on until Shiro felt lightheaded and desperate. Ulaz, he groaned, voice low and throaty. Inside, please, I need more. Nuzzling his face between Shiro's crack, Ulaz let out a pleased hum. His tongue circled Shiro's hole, but only flickered inside, not truly pressing in again. When Shiro tried to shove up, Ulaz chuckled and pulled back all the way, until Shiro whined for more. This is inside, Ulaz told him, resting his chin on the swell of Shiro's ass. Did you mean something else? Shiro's mouth fell open in outrage. Just minutes ago, Ulaz had been barely coherent enough to groan, much less vocalize. Now he was the one driving Shiro to whining, wordless need. That just couldn't stand. Licking his lips, Shiro took a deep breath. Then he pressed his face into the pillow, hiding his smirk. Ulaz, he groaned. Please, I need you to fill me. I'm so empty, it's driving me crazy. He felt Ulaz still behind him. I want your eggs, Ulaz. I want them to fill me. I want to feel them inside, please. For one long second, Ulaz didn't move at all. Shiro couldn't see his reactions, and he was starting to be afraid he'd crossed some line into either ridiculous or offensive. But then Ulaz let out a low, rolling noise and sprawled over Shiro's back. His sharp teeth found the nape of Shiro's neck, holding him down with little more than the threat they posed, and his hand sprawled hot and huge over Shiro's stomach and lower chest. Like this, Shiro could feel Ulaz's cock between his cheeks and nudging his balls and the base of his cock. "I will," Ulaz replied. It barely sounded like his voice anymore, more like a growl manipulated into sounds like words. "I will breed you full. You will swell with my eggs, and you will feel each one of them. You won't be able to move from it. I'll fill you again and again until it takes." Shiro's mouth fell open, and he let out a squeak. That should have been ridiculous, even unattractive. But instead, he found himself leaking harder, dripping down his thighs to coat Ulaz's huge ringed cock. Part of him liked it very much. Worse, Shiro didn't think that part of him had anything to do with Hagar. "Please," he managed, breathless and keened. With a last nip to the neck that made Shiro see stars, Ulaz pulled back and then pressed in. He couldn't enter with the same force that other humans could, but he slid forward relentlessly, each raised ring stretching Shiro further. In the time since, Shiro had forgotten how big Ulaz really was. The tip was small for a human, but the base was more like a fist. Ulaz still bottomed out in one go, and he lapped over Shiro's neck, soothing the bites from before. "You take me so well. Can you feel me deep inside you?" "Yes," Shiro admitted, eyes rolling back. He reached down and touched over his stomach. Desperate and turned on as he was, he could almost imagine he felt a bulge. Rumbling happily, Ulaz nuzzled his nose behind Shiro's ear. "Good." With that, he began to move. Each ring pressed against Shiro's glands as they passed, forcing more slick out as he pulled away. It dribbled down Shiro's thighs, leaving them sticky and shaking. Ulaz's grip was doing more than its fair share in holding him up, which meant the points of his claws were digging into the flesh, threatening to poke through. The slight pain was only more sensation to Shiro's overloaded brain. He cried out, blinking against teary eyes. It was so much, too much, not enough. It was nearly perfect. "Oh, how long until you breed me?" Ulaz rumbled again, snapping his hips back forward. It pummeled Shiro's walls and glands, making him actually cry out as his vision went white. By the time Ulaz settled back into the hilt, Shiro's breathing was shaking like he was about to sob. "Soon." "Please," Shiro managed. He was long past manipulation, and now he honestly wanted to be filled more. He wanted Ulaz's eggs deep inside, no matter how that felt. He wanted to be a hole for breeding. Still not Hagar's influence, but Shiro was completely comfortable blaming her, if anyone asked. Nodding against his shoulder blades, Ulaz started to work his hips, pulling in and out faster than before. It was still torturously slow compared to normal sex, but Ulaz could only go so fast when each ring had to be individually pulled from Shiro's clinging, eager hole. Finally, Shiro felt something shift and change. The tip of Ulaz's cock seemed to swell, and the base got harder. It no longer had the spongy, fleshy touch, but like it was a layer of skin over something thicker. It was...
"Ready?"
Ulaz asked, voice strained. His fingers dug in harder, making Shiro's breath catch and hiss out.
"If you are still not comfortable..."
Shiro nearly howled with frustration. "Now!" he demanded, trying to shove back on the beginnings of the egg. "Want it? Fill me!" With a last groan, Ula's shoved forward until that hard, slightly swelled place pressed through Shiro's already tight hole. It stopped him full, and then deeper inside, as the swell began to move. Then it came free inside Shiro. The egg was... Well, Shiro had no sense of how big it was inside of him. He got the impression it was slightly bigger than the head of Ulaz's cock, and that it was squeezed out somehow. There was a bit of force when it settled inside Shiro, like it was being shoved, but it stilled quickly. It was also heavy and round, making Shiro clench experimentally around it, which brushed his prostate. Shiro sobbed again, this time the tears falling down his cheeks unnoticed. It was like someone was taking their thumb and grinding it down on the gland, milking him with the sheer force. It was amazing. As Shiro adjusted to the feel of the first egg, he felt another one slip past his hole and start to travel down. Oh. He trailed off, mouth hanging open loosely as he stared blindly at the headboard. Between his legs, his cock twitched, and what little slick could escape dribbled free in ringlets. How many? Ulaz hummed, the noise soft and nearly dreamy. I do not know for sure. It changes. 6 to 10, perhaps? At least 5 more. As the next egg popped free and pressed in next to the first, Shiro cried out hoarsely. Both of them pressed down, heavier together, and they sloshed inside his wet, full hole with all his slick. Which did not lessen the sensation. If anything, it added to the experience. Suddenly, Shiro wasn't sure how he was going to survive this. He'd figured this would be the awkward end to a fun session, not the star of the show. He could have done this forever. More, he groaned out, voice slurring like he was drunk on pleasure. Want all of them, please, want them inside. Ulaz nosed the back of his neck again, letting out an equally hazy chuckle. Okay, you get them all, as many as I have. Shiro agreed, eyes falling shut. He clenched greedily, trying to force the next egg to come faster. How long is your time? There was a pause as Ulaz thought about it. While having intercourse, perhaps one more batch of eggs. Just one? Shiro whined. No, want them again. Want to do this all the time. Want to always be full. The hand on Shiro's chest dug in and scraped down his chest. You'd like to be my carrier? Ulaz asked, breath hot and wet over the back of Shiro's ear. You'd like me to keep you in bed, filling you over and over every day until you take? Yes. It was a wild, blind fantasy, but one Shiro desperately ached for. He sobbed again, more tears flowing down his cheeks as the third egg pressed against the other two. They all jostled heavily inside of him, rubbing against his prostate like metal marbles. Ulaz hummed contentedly. As you wish. I'll make you my pretty kept breeding carrier. You'll want for nothing but my cock and eggs, over and over whenever you wish. Decorate you with paints and jewels and fine clothes as you hold all my eggs inside. If it felt like this, yes! The fourth started to come through, and Shiro was starting to feel as full as he could take, but he embraced the strain, especially when it meant the next egg not only hit his prostate but his slick gland. Shiro buried his wet face in the pillow, mouth still open and wet. Please, 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 I want that. It is yours, Ulaz whispered, going back to lazily nuzzling his nose over Shiro's neck and shoulders. He continued to do that as the fifth popped free, as did the sixth. By now, Shiro could definitely feel his body straining. When he rubbed over his stomach again, this time there was a clear bulge, if not a huge one. Shiro smiled into his pillow. This is the last, Ulaz muttered, fucking his hips as the final egg pushed past Shiro's rim. The movement jostled all of the others, making Shiro sob again.
Shh, shh. One more. Are you all right?
Shiro replied.
I'm good.
His eyes fluttered as he smiled.
Yeah, very good.
Ulaz lapped over his neck again.
You have not orgasmed yet. How would I help you?
Oh. Shiro blinked, surprised. He really hadn't, but his cock was still untouched. Reaching down, he took hold of it himself and waited, feeling the last egg travel through. When it finally popped free with the others, nudging them all again, he pumped himself hard as he sobbed from being even fuller and pleasured. It took seconds for him to come. When Shiro blinked back to awareness, Ulaz was slowly sliding out, soft as though the eggs had been his orgasm. That made sense. It was his seed, after all. Then he gently lowered Shiro down to the bed. On his stomach. His full, egg-filled stomach. Ugh! Shiro's eyes rolled back in his head and he bucked on the bed. It was too much when he had just come. Ulaz paused and pulled Shiro back up.
I'm sorry. That was foolish of me.
He nuzzled Shiro's shoulder gently.
I will need to move you to make sure the eggs come out properly. Will you allow me to do so?
Nodding like a bobblehead, Shiro stayed limp.
Yeah. Thank you.
With that, Ulaz moved to the headboard and leaned against it. Then he settled Shiro in his lap, his back to his chest, and spread his legs wide. The shifting made Shiro sob out again.
Ulaz, please. The eggs will come out,
Ulaz repeated gently.
This will help. Try to relax.
With that, he pressed his hand on Shiro's chest, then rolled it down. There was more shifting, and relaxing was the last thing on Shiro's mind. His cock twitched at the painful overstimulation as the eggs rolled inside him, and then began to shift down. Nuzzling Shiro's jaw, Ulaz let out a quiet, apologetic murmur, but he repeated the gesture. This time, the egg started to shift downward. Finally, Shiro had enough brain power to help instead of squirm. He bared down as well and let out a quiet snort when he could only think, "Push!" The first egg popped free, and for the first time, Shiro had a sense of how big they actually were. About an inch and a half thick, and mostly translucent, it looked like a clear, harder shell around something like jelly. Another popped free, and this time Shiro moaned as it stretched his hole slightly, and a push of slick came out with it. Each of them were thoroughly soaked as they came out, along with extra to wet the sheets below them. The last was a struggle to come out, feeling caught right outside Shiro's hole. With a shaky breath, he pressed a finger inside his swollen, used rim. He hooked the back of it and pushed it out until it joined the other six on the bed.
Perfect, Ulaz murmured. Just perfect. You are so lovely. Thank you.
Shiro hummed, head limp on Ulaz's shoulder.
That's good. What do you do with them?
I will clean them up, Ulaz said, after I clean you. He stood, Shiro still cradled in his arms, and walked him to the bathroom. Shiro hazed in and out as he was wiped clean and inspected for damage. There was a brief pause where he was left sitting in the bathtub while Ulaz changed the sheets and cleaned up, and then he was carried out and tucked into bed. Immediately, Ulaz wrapped himself around Shiro, unusually clingy.
You enjoyed it? It was a lot. Yeah, but I think I need a good night's sleep.
Rumbling again, this time contentedly, Ulaz nodded.
You may have anything you wish.
His palm pressed down on Shiro's stomach, making him whine again. And then kissed him gently the human way.
You did so much more than I would ask of you.
Shiro laughed.
I did more than I thought. But it was worth it. You're worth it. You honor me.
Ulaz took a deep breath,
nuzzling into Shiro's hair. "Sleep. We can discuss in the morning." Exhausted and satisfied, Shiro did.